Welcome to the Pet Pawcast for pet parents, pet lovers, and it's all about pets. I'm Lauren, a certified professional pet sitter and pet owner. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show. Hello, and welcome to the Pet Pawcast. I'm your host, Lauren, and today is episode 36, Disaster Preparedness. June is National Pet Preparedness Month, and this is a great time to talk about how to prepare you and your pet for a disaster, along with what you may need to have for you and your pet. So let's dive in. Emergencies come in many forms, and they may require anything from a brief absence from your home to permanent evacuation. Each type of disaster requires different measures to keep your pets safe. So the best thing you can do for yourself and your pets is to be prepared. Here are some simple steps you can follow to make sure you're ready before the next disaster strikes. Get a rescue alert sticker. These easy-to-use stickers will let people know pets are inside your home. Make sure it is visible to rescue workers. I recommend placing it on or near your front door. And that includes the types of animals, the number of pets in your home, as well as the name and number of your veterinarian. If you must evacuate with your pets, and if time allows, write evacuated across the stickers. Arrange a safe haven. Arrange a safe haven for your pets in the event of evacuation. Please, whatever you do, do not leave your pets behind. Remember, if it isn't safe for you, it isn't safe for your pets. They may become trapped or escape and be exposed to numerous life-threatening hazards. Please note that not all shelters accept pets, so it is imperative that you have determined where you will bring your pets ahead of time. You can contact your local veterinarian for a list of preferred boarding kennels and facilities. Ask your local animal shelter if they provide emergency shelter or foster care for pets. Identify any hotels or motels outside of your immediate area that accept pets. Or ask friends or relatives outside your immediate area if they would be willing to take in your pet. Choose designated caregivers. This step will take considerable time and thought. When choosing a temporary caregiver, consider someone who lives close to your residence. They should be someone who is generally home during the day while you're at work or has easy access to your home. A set of keys should be given to this trusted individual. This may work well with neighbors who have pets of their own or a pet sitter. When selecting a permanent caregiver, you'll need to consider other criteria. This is a person to whom you're entrusting the care of your pet in the event that something should happen to you. When selecting this foster parent, consider people who have met your pet and have successfully cared for animals in the past. Be sure to discuss your expectations at length with a permanent caregiver so they understand the responsibility of caring for your pet. Prepare emergency supplies and traveling kits. If you must evacuate your home in a crisis, always plan for the worst case scenario. Even if you think you may be gone for only a day, assume that you may not be allowed to return for several weeks. When recommendations for evacuation have been announced, follow the instructions of state and local officials. To minimize evacuation time, take some of these simple steps. Make sure your pet is wearing a collar and has tags with up-to-date identification information. Your pet's ID tag should contain their name, your phone number, and any urgent medical needs, such as if your pet is diabetic. Be sure to also write your pet's name, your name, and contact information on your pet's carrier if you have cats or small caged animals. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and I'm sure I'll say it after this. Please make sure your pets are microchipped. And not only microchipped, but their microchip is up to date with your information. Always bring pets indoors at the first sign or warning of a storm or disaster. Pets can become disoriented and wander away from home in a crisis. Store an emergency kit and leashes as close to an exit as possible. Make sure that everyone in the family knows where it is and that it is clearly labeled and easy to carry. Items to consider keeping in or near your evacuation pack include a pet first aid kit, 3 to 7 days worth of canned. Please only get the pop tops. You don't want to be caught without a can opener. Or dry food. Disposable litter trays. Honestly, those aluminum roasting pans for turkeys work great as a last minute needed litter box. Extra litter or paper towels. Liquid dish soap or disinfectant. Disposable garbage bags. Your pet's feeding dishes and water bowls. Extra collars, harnesses, and maybe even an extra leash. Photocopies or a USB drive of medical records and a waterproof container with a 2-week supply of any medication your pet requires. At least 7 days worth of bottled water for each person and pet. A travel bag, crate, or sturdy carrier. Flashlight, blanket, recent photos of your pet in case you are separated and you need to make loss posters. And especially for cats, be sure to include a pillowcase, toys, and anything with their litter box. For dogs, extra leash, toys, chews, and a week's worth of cage liners if needed. You should also have an emergency kit for the human members of the family. Items you can include are batteries, duct tape, flashlight, radio, multi-tools, tarps, rope, permanent marker, spray paint, baby wipes, protective clothing, extra cash, rescue whistles, and any important phone numbers and medications that you may need. Other considerations include geographic considerations. If you live in an area that is prone to certain natural disasters, such as tornadoes, earthquakes, or floods, like we're in Chicago land area, and tornadoes are the big one for us. In fact, maybe about an hour ago, all the sirens did go off. And you should always plan accordingly and always evacuate early. Determine well in advance which rooms offer safe havens. These rooms should be clear of hazards such as windows, flying debris. Choose easy to clean areas such as utility rooms, bathrooms, and basements as safety zones. Access to a supply of fresh water is particularly important in areas that may lose electricity. Fill up bathtubs and sinks ahead of time to ensure that you have access to water during any power outages. In the event of flooding, go to the highest location in your home or a room that has access to counters or high shelves where your animals can take shelter. So, special considerations for birds. Birds should only be transported in secure travel cages or carriers. In cold weather, make certain that you have a blanket over your bird's cage. This may also help reduce the stress of traveling, which a lot of birds do get. In warm weather, carry a spray bottle to periodically moisten your bird's feathers. Always have recent photos available and keep your bird's leg bands on for any identification. If the carrier does not have a perch, line it with paper towels that you can change frequently. It is particularly imperative that birds eat on a daily basis, so purchase a timed feeder if needed. And if you need to leave your bird unexpectedly, the feeder will ensure his daily feeding schedule. Items to always keep on hand with your avian friend are catch nets, heavy towels or blankets, and cage liners. So there are some special considerations for small animals as well. Small animals such as hamsters, gerbils, mice, and guinea pigs should be transported in secure carriers with bedding materials, food, and food bowls. Items to keep on hand are salt licks, extra water bottle, small hide boxes or tubes, and at least a week's worth of bedding. So help your pets recover after an emergency. Please note that your pet's behavior may change dramatically after a disaster, becoming aggressive or even defensive. Be aware of their well-being and protect them from hazards to ensure the safety of other people and animals. Always watch your animals closely and keep them under your direct control, as fences and gates may have been damaged. Pets may become disoriented, particularly if the disaster has affected scent markers that normally allow them to find their way home. Always be aware of hazards at nose or paw level, particularly debris, spilled chemicals, fertilizers, and other substances that might not seem to be dangerous to humans. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Pet Pawcast. If you have any questions about how to prepare for a disaster, please reach out to us at podcast@petpawcast.com. Or if you have any questions of what you might need to include in any kind of pet first aid kit, although you can absolutely find some great ones on places like Amazon or even pet stores sell those as well. But if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. I hope everyone has a pawrific day. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Pet Pawcast. Please subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. This helps us reach pet parents and pet lovers such as yourself. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Pet Pawcast. If you have any questions you'd like answered or ideas for topics you'd like to hear about, send us a message through social media or send an email to podcast@petpawcast.com. See you next time.